Spinning like a spinning top of WKBW Radio. It's the Rod Roddy Radio Programming from 1520 on your dial. Let's run down the cancellations again for you, all right? These are all cancellations. These are all repeat cancellations, so we don't have to say canceled after each and every one, all right? You'll assume that these are cancellations. Here we go. Chevrolet Foundry Credit Union dinner will be held. That's not a cancellation. I lied right away. The KFC in Medina, the Beta Phi Sorority Tea, the local 138 meeting, the Alan Terry Bingo, a local 1199 USW meeting, Tonawanda Recreational Department, Club Commodore, St. Anthony's Bingo, Chevy Employees Meeting at 2939 Niagara, General Body Meeting, local 424 Bowling League, Spaghetti Dinner at Holy Spirit, St. Paul's Choral Program, the Senior High Fellowship North Presbyterian Williamsville, the Meyer Memorial Black Band Senior Tea, the Deerhurst Church at Brighton Casino Skating Party, St. John the Evangelist Bingo, Buffalo Orpheus Women's Auxiliary Luncheon, the Sigma Tau Chi North Tonawanda, St. Bernadette's and Armor Bingo, the Amarat Social Club, Thruway Motors at Hotel Buffalo Meeting, the Allied Bowling Center, the KFC and Albion Bingo, the Cheektowaga Stamp and Coin Club, the Horse Show, Saddle and Bridle at Amherst, the Naval Reserve Drill, Porter Avenue, the Immaculate Conception Bingo, the Assumption Church Card Party, the Buffalo Municipal Basketball League, the Kenmore United Church Activities, the Moose and Lancaster Bingo, the Central United Presbyterian Latin American Program, the Temple Sinai Banquet and Business Meeting, and the Westminster Presbyterian Church Fireside Group. These have all been canceled. The Chevrolet Foundry Credit Union dinner will be held. The Chevrolet Foundry Credit Union dinner will be held. All right, friends? And ski conditions, needless to say, are great. We've been in contact with Kissing Bridge and Glenwood out on Route 240, and also the Erie County Highway Department tells us that all of the county and state highways are open and plowed. You will experience some bumpy spots. It's now starting to snow in Hamburg again. The winds are kicking up, so you may experience some drifting later on, but they're doing a good job out on the county and the state highways. Stay tuned to KB Radio for all that's new and the big storm in Buffalo, New York.
Hello, I'm Miss KB.
And she may award you a fabulous prize just for listening to WKBW Buffalo, New York.
A well-respected man at French and WKBW will have a complete rundown on the highway conditions in Western New York in just a moment.
Now, from Humble Oil, on behalf of Esso Watchdog Oil Heat Service, a spot announcement. Thank you, Spot.
And now here we go. Buffalo snow emergency regulations are now being enforced. The Buffalo Police Department is enforcing the snow emergency regulations. What it means in a nutshell, what it means in a snowbank, is if your car is on one of these snow emergency streets and it is not moved, it's a hazard. It's in the way of the snow plows, and it makes things rough for them, and it delays the cleaning of the streets, so you will receive a penalty. Yeah, not a laughing matter. So I'll tell you what, because of the bad shape of the Buffalo streets, you might want to get to your car, leave right now, and get there and try to beat the police to your car and get it out of there. Pay to have it taken. It'll be cheaper than if they take it out. In Buffalo, New York, Skyway and the Father Baker Bridge are closed. The Buffalo Airport is closed. An unofficial estimate, at least 8 to 10 more hours at the airport. Most main streets have been plowed but remain snow-covered. Some secondary main streets are blocked with drifts and automobiles and are impassable. Most side arteries are covered with 1 to 2 feet of snow in Buffalo. They're badly rutted and impossible for travel. In Erie County, the main roads are in the process of being plowed and sanded. However, main highways remain in hazardous condition. Erie County secondary roads are all but closed. All are snow-clogged. The sheriff's deputies advise no unnecessary travel in Niagara County unless your auto is equipped with chains. Main highways in Niagara County are in poor condition. Secondary arteries are plugged with deep snow and are impassable. In Genesee County, main highways are in extremely hazardous condition. Side roads are drifted over and impassable. Some secondary roads are reported closed. In Chautauqua County, all main highways have been plowed and are reported in conditions suitable for travel. Side roads in Chautauqua County have also been plowed and are reported in fair condition. In Orleans County, residents are requested to remain home unless in case of an emergency. Main highways are in dangerous condition. Secondary roads are plugged with snow and are impassable in Orleans County. Allegheny County, main highways in Allegheny are in poor condition. The side roads are impassable. Some side county roads are closed. Cattaraugus County, main highways have been plowed and sanded. However, they remain in poor to fair condition with snow continuing. Side roads are very hazardous, however, but none are closed. In Livingston County, main highways are getting all the plowing attention. Side roads in many sections have not been plowed. Highways are in poor condition. In Wyoming County, no unnecessary travel advised. Main highways are in poor condition. Some secondary county roads are not plowed and are closed. The New York State Thruway is open the entire length. The Thruway is open from New York to the Pennsylvania state line, including the Buffalo and Niagara section, but experiencing poor driving conditions. Usually limited to one lane, the other lane is in pretty bad shape. As you know, the Thruway being out in the wide open spaces there, they get a lot of snow blowing across the road. And although they are doing a heck of a job, the plow goes up and 10 minutes later there's another little drift. So the Thruway is open, but in not really great condition. Throughout western New York, the ski areas report that they're doing about one half of their normal business. However, they're all operating and doing, they're ready for you if you want to get out there. If you're going to drive, be very, very careful. Most of them are open tonight, at least Kissing Bridge for sure, and Glenwood will be running tonight under the lights. If you can get out of your driveway and get onto a county highway or a state highway and it takes you to your favorite ski area, chances are you can have a ball out there, but be very careful, all right? It's 30 degrees in Buffalo. Get out of the city, though. Let's get the streets cleaned up here. Down at the scene on KB Radio. It's 9 minutes after 3 o'clock on the Rod Roddy Radio Program.
Generation asks for and drinks Pepsi for the taste of it. So say the word, Pepsi.
Waiting in the welfare line, it's Buck Owens at 12 minutes after 3 here on KB.
The Dodge Boys, the Dodge Boys. Join the Dodge Rebellion with the Dodge Boys. Wonderful guys to deal with, wonderful folks to know. Wherever you are, hop in your car, come in and take some dough. See the Dodge Boys, the Dodge Boys. Join the Dodge Rebellion right away. For the very best kind of a deal, get your very next automobile from the Dodge Boys today. See the Dodge Boys and join the Dodge Rebellion. The Dodge Boys are rebelling against dull driving, careless salesmen, and sloppy service. Only the Dodge Boys offer you the swinging new 66 Dodges, capable salesmen, and heads-up service. Don't believe me? See the dependable Dodge Boys. Wonderful guys to deal with. For the very best kind of a deal, get your very next automobile from the Dodge Boys today.
It's time for some more cancellations on the Dan Nevers radio program. We've just been in touch with our answering service, and they inform us that the Ukrainian Independence Day celebration canceled. All flights to Mohawk Airlines into Buffalo canceled, possibly will be operating maybe by 10 o'clock tonight. St. Mary of Sorrows Bingo canceled. St. Bonaventure West Seneca Bingo. Buffalo Skating Club Figure Skating Exhibition. The Cheektowaga Cherokees Toboggan Party. St. Paul's Lutheran Annual Congregational Dinner has been canceled. The Young Set Bowling League of the Thruway Lanes and their Dance of the Airways to follow have been canceled. The Shamrock Parents Association of St. Timothy's have canceled their meeting. And the Infant of Prague Bingo has been canceled. The Assistant Fire Chief Gick of West Seneca has asked the people of West Seneca to please shovel away the snow from the front of the fire hydrants. Please shovel away the snow. The fire people in West Seneca have been out most of the day and cannot possibly get to all of the hydrants. So you can do your civic bit in West Seneca if you'll get out there. If you know that there's a hydrant somewhere near your home, to shovel it out and make sure it's for your own protection, too, and for your neighbors. So the assistant chief in West Seneca has asked us to pass the message along to West Seneca residents to please. I guess this would hold true for residents of any town, anywhere, and in the city, too. If you're near a fire hydrant or you know the whereabouts of a fire hydrant in your area, if you can get out there and spend a few moments to shovel it out, okay? It's for your own safety and for the safety of your friends. This is WKBW Radio, Buffalo. by the Fabulous Knickerbockers. That's the name of their latest challenge album, The Fabulous Knickerbockers Live. Now, low, low discount price in all 34 Grant, Sesky's, Woolworth's, and G.C. Murphy record departments. 10 fabulous tunes by the Fabulous Four Knickerbockers, including the smash hit Live. You can add it to your collection first thing tomorrow. It's in the record department of your nearby Grant, Sesky's, Woolworth's, or G.C. Murphy stores at their usual low price. 34 stores around Buffalo, New York to serve you. Around Buffalo, New York to serve you, Action Central News with all the latest. This is a big storm day in Buffalo, about 20 inches of snow, 30 degrees of temperature. The Rod Roddy Radio Show continues after the news.
W-K-B-W-Pulse-B-News.
At 3:16, it's 29 degrees in Buffalo. This is John Sack reporting. In the top of the news, the worst snowstorm of the winter continues to batter Buffalo. It's still snowing lightly in the Queen City, where nearly 20 inches of snow are in the ground. The Skyway Bridge, the Father Baker Bridge, and Buffalo International Airport remain closed at this hour and will remain shut down until further notice. Heaviest accumulation of snow is now reported hitting Orleans County. Rochester, with a 10-inch accumulation, also reports the storm continuing, an additional accumulation of 5 inches reported for most of the upstate area this afternoon. In other news, the Viet Cong are fair game for American and Allied forces in Vietnam again today after a 3-day ceasefire, which was violated repeatedly by the communists. In Alaska, helicopters began searching Bristol Bay in Alaska today for a hunter and his dog stranded on a 12-foot square ice floe. And police in Birmingham, Alabama say they've charged one of Dr. Martin Luther King's top aides with drunken and reckless driving. Hosey Williams, who had been leading racial demonstrations recently in Birmingham, was picked up early this morning. The weather in a moment.
Here's a message from the Secretary of Commerce, John T. Connor.
America has a serious money problem. More dollars are leaving this country than are coming in. Our bankers, our businessmen, our government have responded magnificently to President Johnson's appeal to solve the balance of payments deficit. But more can and must be done by more people. What can you do? Write to Good as Gold, Department of Commerce, Washington, D.C., for a free booklet called Keeping the American Dollar Strong.
The official KB Weather Eye forecast for this hour: snow, moderate to heavy at times, changing to snow flurries this afternoon. High temperature today around 32, windy and colder with snow flurries and intervals of partial clearing tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight in the teens, east to northeast winds 10 to 25 miles an hour, gusty at times. Caution is advised against hazardous driving conditions in Buffalo and the western New York area. The barometer rising at 29.65, winds off of the northwest at 9 miles an hour, humidity 98%, present temperature 29 degrees. This has been John Zack reporting.
For a complete pictorial report of the day's news, watch Channel 7. For news when it happens, from where it happens, it's KB Pulse Beat News at 15 and 45. Now for Rod Roddy and KB Music.
WKBW.
Got bills to pay? Pay them. Got things to buy? Buy them. Want cash to do it? Then call Beneficial Finance and get that big old pay.
Get that big old pay at Beneficial. Get that big old pay for cash today. Just pick up your phone and make a call for cash.
The Beneficial way
is the right way. The right way too. When you want cash, here's the thing to do. Get that big old pay at Beneficial.
You pick the terms, you pick the payment.
Get that big old pay.
Beneficial Finance Company.
There are 8 beneficial offices within the sound of my splendid voice. One is located at 2177 and 1/2 Seneca Street in Buffalo, also in Jamestown, and in Hornell. Loans by mail, too. See the white pages. Yes, the white pages of your phone book under Beneficial. Beneficial Finance Company. 30 degrees in Buffalo, New York. We've been in touch with the airlines, and they informed me something I wasn't aware of. And I'm glad they told me, because we can pass it along to you. If you're expecting somebody to come in on an airline flight into Buffalo, forget it, or into Rochester or some other city in New York State. Most of the airports have been socked in and are closed. The unofficial estimate
at the Buffalo Airport is anywhere from 8 to 10 hours, and most of the airlines are looking to get out of there tomorrow morning, if they're lucky, because the problem is not so much the visibility or the danger, but just a fantastic, fantastic removal job of the snow out there. A big area, and it's all blanketed with about 2.5, 3 feet of snow, and it's blowing around like crazy. So that's the big problem at the airport. That's why it's closed. Now, the airlines inform me that the usual procedure is to telephone those who hold tickets on flights and inform them the fact that the airlines have canceled their flights, and they do not necessarily put them on a bus. I guess the only time they put you on a bus is if you're forced to land in a different city, or if a whole bunch of people are at the airport and a flight is canceled at the last minute. But in this case, most of the airlines were aware and alerted ahead of time of the fact that most of the airlines would be canceling flights. So they have notified almost all of their passengers of this fact and have informed them that it's up to them to make other arrangements, and that's the way it goes. So don't be expecting someone to arrive on a bus provided by the airlines if they missed their flight in New York or their flight was canceled in some other city and they were coming into Buffalo. Chances are they'll be calling you on the phone, so just keep your line open. And that's about it, really. Well, I thank the airlines for their help in that with that information. I didn't realize that. I thought that they would automatically put you on a bus or a train if your flight was canceled. I thought that was a procedure, but apparently not so. In Buffalo, New York, the snow emergency regulations have been enforced and are being enforced now. So if your car is on a snow emergency street, you better get it off or it's going to cost you. The Bright Elusive Butterfly of Love, the K-Big Record of the Week. That's Bob Lind on the Neverett Show for Roddy.
When you've got a job to do, reach for something good to chew.
I'm taking over.
Chewing helps you stand the pace. Any time and any place, so
hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother, too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. It's good to sink your teeth into Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. That lively flavor freshens your mouth, and the good chewing helps make the job go smoother and faster. Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Stand by for the K-Big Sports 2.5 minutes from now.
The groove, y'all.
Flashback time. Remember how delighted you were the first time you heard the Rod Roddy radio program? American Hockey League lineup for tonight. Seattle plays the Bisons at Buffalo's Memorial Auditorium. Hershey's at Springfield. Cleveland at Rochester. Quebec plays at Providence. And Pittsburgh at Baltimore. In the National Hockey League, New York plays at Detroit. Toronto at Boston. Montreal at Chicago. NBA pro basketball, Philadelphia at St. Louis. San Francisco-Boston game has been postponed because of bad weather. Other sports news and women's golf, Nancy Roth-Sims and Barbara McIntyre will meet in a 36-hole match for the championship in the Doherty Amateur Tournament at Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Al Geiberger carries a 3-stroke lead into the final round of the Bing Crosby Golf Tournament at Pebble Beach, California. Billy Martindale is his closest rival. Here in western New York, the town of Tonawanda Recreational Department has canceled their activities for today. And let's see, I'm trying to find another cancellation of a basketball league. Oh, the Buffalo Municipal Basketball League has been canceled today. Also, the horse show at the Saddle and Bridle Club in Amherst has been canceled. It's a winter wonderland.
You always know the score.
Yes, you always know the score.
I think you always know the score. On WKBW.
Tijuana Taxi by Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass.
Hear that doorbell? If you live in KB Country, Cheektowaga, Hamburg, Williamsville, Lackawanna, or anywhere else, that doorbell could mean fabulous prizes for you. The caller could be Miss KB, our ambassador of good luck, who's traveling all around the Buffalo area asking this question.
Are you listening to KB Radio now?
And if you are, you may win a huge bag of groceries from Loblaws, including Malecki's meat products, or an Oster ice crusher, Pastoria Grill or waffle maker, or any of the other terrific gifts. So stay tuned on the 1520 line. The next time your doorbell rings, it could be Miss KB.
It was a very good year. Frank Sinatra. It's 30 degrees in Buffalo, New York, 3-0 in our town. The radar shows snow over the 8 western counties, nearby Ontario, and also Pennsylvania. It's become mostly very light, with the heaviest presently over the Oakfield, Medina area. We'll have the complete rundown on the highway road conditions in just a few moments. And let's see what else we have there. Oh, yes, we've been in touch with the folks at the New York Central Railroad, and they inform us that they're doing a landslide business today. Everybody's taking the train, and their trips out of Buffalo and into Buffalo are leaving pretty much on time, with very, very slight delays, if any, encountered. The trains are getting through all right. As far as the buses are concerned, in touch with the folks at the Greyhound Terminal, they inform me that most of their buses from out of town coming into the city are from 1/2 hour to 1 hour late, but they are all running. None of their trips have been canceled yet. The buses originating at the terminal out of Buffalo are leaving on time. So if you have a bus to catch, don't say, well, it's going to leave an hour late anyway, so no sense. Get there. If it's scheduled to leave at a certain time, that's when it will be leaving. If it is a bus originating in Buffalo, if it's a through bus from another city, there will be a slight delay from 1/2 hour to 1 hour. But at the train terminal, things are moving along at a pretty good clip. Buffalo Airport is closed, and they expect a delay of anywhere from 7 to 9 hours now. And some of the airlines are looking to get out of there tonight at 10, possibly. Others are looking to get out early in the morning, possibly 7 o'clock in the morning. But they've got a fantastic snow removal job to do at the Buffalo Airport. This is WKBW Radio. Tomorrow morning, I know everybody in Western New York is going to be interested in the factory closings and school closings, if any. As of this moment, no decisions have been made, and I don't imagine they will be made until later tonight. So listen to Stan Roberts in the morning. He'll start with the school closings, if any, and the factory closings and shift schedule changes and anything that comes up because of the storm tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Between 5 and 9, keep your dial glued at 1520 Radio for the Stan Roberts program, okay? And let's see what else we have here. Lies by the Fabulous Knickerbockers, and that's the name of their latest challenge album, The Fabulous Knickerbockers. Lies, now low discount priced in all 34 Grant's, Kresge's, Woolworth's, and G.C. Murphy Record Department. 10 fabulous tunes by the Fabulous Four Knickerbockers, including the smash hit Lies. Add to your collection First Thing Tomorrow. It's in the record department of your nearby Grant's, Kresge's, Woolworth's, or G.C. Murphy stores at their usual low prices. 34 stores around the Buffalo area to serve you. And now the rundown on the highway conditions in Buffalo. Skyway and Father Baker Bridge are closed. The airport's closed. Most main streets have been plowed but remain snow-covered. Some secondary main streets are blocked with drifts and are impassable. Most side arteries are covered with 1 to 2 feet of snow, badly rutted and impossible for travel. Erie County main roads in the process of being plowed. Most of the county and state roads are plowed. However, main highways are still in hazardous, slippery condition. Erie County secondary roads are in pretty bad shape, all snow clogged. Niagara County Sheriff's deputies advise no unnecessary travel in Niagara County unless equipped with chains. The main highways in the county are in poor condition. Secondary arteries are plugged with deep snow and are impassable. In Genesee County, main highways are in extremely hazardous condition. Side roads are drifted over and impassable. Some secondary roads are reported closed. Chautauqua County, all main highways have been plowed and are reported in conditions suitable for travel. Side roads in Chautauqua have been plowed and are reported in fair condition. In Orleans County, residents requested to remain home unless in case of an emergency. Main highways in dangerous condition. Secondary roads are plugged with snow and are impassable. Allegheny County main highways in the Allegheny County area in poor condition. Side roads are impassable. Some side county roads are closed. Cattaraugus County main highways have been plowed and sanded. However, they remain in poor to fair condition with snow continuing. Side roads are very hazardous. However, none are closed. In Livingston County, main highways are getting all the plowing attention. Side roads in many sections have not been plowed. Highways are in poor condition. In Wyoming County, no unnecessary travel advised in this county. Main highways in poor condition. Some secondary county roads are not plowed and are closed. The New York State Thruway is open.
W. K. B. W. Pulse. Beat. News.
At 3:46, it's 29 degrees in Buffalo. This is John Zach reporting for C. Hettinger for Rambler, an American Motors dealer with 2 full ships of service and sales. In the top of the news,
The word at this hour from law enforcement agencies throughout Western New York, avoid any unnecessary travel unless in an emergency. Hundreds of pieces of snow removal machinery are on the job on this side of the state, attempting to clear main and secondary roads of snow, measuring up to 2 feet in some sections. Here in Buffalo, snow removal operations are proceeding slowly, with all available plows working. Most Buffalo main streets have been plowed at least once. However, they remain snow-covered and extremely slippery. Plows have also covered some more heavily traveled side streets. However, all other side streets remain plugged with snow and almost all are impassable. Buffalo Streets Commissioner Carl Perler reported to KB News this afternoon that some side streets would be cleared by tonight. In a report to this reporter, Commissioner Perler said,
"What we're doing now is it looks like we have the main arteries pretty well under hand. And we're going to go over them again this afternoon. And there's a possibility that if the snow lets up, because it's continuously snowing, if it lets up, we may even begin with the side streets."
Commissioner Perler also warns motorists that parking ordinances will be enforced. Motorists who park or abandon cars on main streets will face fines and have their cars towed away by police tow trucks. We wish to remind you the Father Baker Bridge and Skyway Bridges are still closed to traffic due to bad visibility. The Buffalo Fire Department and volunteer fire companies in Western New York urge residents to clear snow from fire hydrants near their homes so that in case of an alarm of fire, the hydrants will be easily located by firemen. Greater Buffalo International Airport closed down earlier today and will remain closed until further notice. NFT buses continue to operate this afternoon. However, bus company officials said schedules are not accurate due to the bad weather. Some detours by buses also have been reported. A Buffalo woman this morning gave birth to a baby boy in her home when an ambulance became stuck in a snow-clogged side street. The woman and child were later transferred to Sisters Hospital in good condition. Taking a look at snow depths in the immediate area, 18 inches in the Clarence area, 24 in Lancaster, 18 to 20 in Elma and East Aurora, 18 inches in Hamburg and West Seneca, 18 to 24 inches in the Evans-Angola area, and in a highway advisory issued by the Weather Bureau this afternoon, 3 to 5 inches of new snow could be expected in areas close to Buffalo by early this evening, according to a spokesman at the Weather Bureau.
Additional snow accumulations of 3 to 5 inches are expected over the 8-county area till early this evening, with the heaviest amounts expected over sections of Niagara, Orleans, and northern Erie counties. Some blowing and drifting likely at times, causing zero visibility.
At this hour, snow activity continues over most of the western New York area lightly, with heaviest snow flurries reported in the Orleans County area near Medina. Caution is advised against zero visibility at times. West Seneca police have charged two men with grand larceny and third-degree burglary in connection with the theft of $450 worth of clothing from AM&A's branch store at the Southgate Plaza on Union Road. State police identified one of the suspects as a security guard employed by the store, 28-year-old Fred Hogue of 36C Glenwood Court, and his partner in crime, 32-year-old Robert Back of 45 Wayne Court, Cheektowaga. Hogue, working inside the store, allegedly let Back inside to steal merchandise. Police found Back's car in the rear of the store loaded with loot stolen from inside. Ceasefire ends in Vietnam. Airlift of combat troops makes history. Details in a moment.
Chuck Hettinger and his boys are giving the Rambler away, practically.
And remember, Chuck Hettinger and his boys give you the big choice. Looking for that once-a-year deal on a 65? We got them because C. Hettinger for Rambler is still conducting its official 1965 Rambler clearance sale. These cars include brand-new, never-driven 65s, plus American Motors Company officials' cars with low mileage. Discounts up to and over $1,200. And if it's a 1966, see and save on the Giant Killers now. You'll find more models to choose from. You'll find you'll receive more for your present car. Save more on your new car when you see Hettinger for Rambler. And it's no money down. See Hettinger for Rambler will take care of all financing. 1965, 1966. Pick your year. Then pick up the deal only New York State's largest volume dealer can offer. See Hettinger for Rambler. 3900 Sheridan Drive next to the Sheridan Bowling Lane.
The 3-day ceasefire in Vietnam has ended, but officials say the nearly 60 attacks against American and Korean troops shows the truce never applied to Allied forces. The Air Force says it has completed the largest and longest airlift of combat troops in history. It flew 3,000 men and 3,200 tons of equipment from Hawaii to South Vietnam. Roving Ambassador Averill Harriman says the communists increased their infiltration of the South during the New Year's ceasefire, and France has ordered home its ambassador to Morocco because of Morocco's failure to arrest its foreign minister on kidnap charges. The official KB Weather Eye forecast for this hour is snow changing to flurries, becoming windy and colder tonight. Chance of a locally heavy snow squall is developing, low about 15 degrees. Snow flurries, local squalls, continuing cold tomorrow, high 20 to 25 tomorrow, northerly winds 15 to 30 miles an hour, caution advised against hazardous driving conditions. The barometer rising at 29.65, winds off of the northwest at 9 miles an hour, humidity 98%, present temperature 29 degrees. This has been John Zach reporting.
Repeating, the K Big Story of the Moment.
Avoid unnecessary travel.
This edition of Pulse Beat News has been brought to you by...
See Hettinger for Rambler, an American Motors dealer with two full ships of sales and service.
When you see news in the making, call 884-5107. KB News awards $15.20 for the best news tip of the week. Now for Rod Roddy and KB Music.
KBW, it's Dan Nevers here for Rod Roddy, who's vacationing in, of all places, Acapulco. He really had a rubbing in, didn't he? He's in Acapulco at this very moment, lounging around on the beach, and the temperature's about, 93. Water temperature's about 87. And he's sitting there with a pineapple in one hand and a cool, refreshing drink in the other hand. And he's wiggling his toes in the sand. Look at that. Saying things like, hiya, 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 CC. He throws a little Spanish in there so the people know what he's talking about. So Roddy's away. He'll be away on a week's vacation. And let's see, our Las Vegas traveler, Greg Plastine, arrived last night in Buffalo, New York, wearing just his underwear. It was a rough trip for Fred. I told him not to gamble, but he'll be back tomorrow. You know how Fred is. He'd give you the shirt off his back. And he wanted more, actually. It's 5 minutes before four.
Got bills to pay? Pay them. Got things to buy? Buy them. Want cash to do it? Then call Beneficial Finance and get that big okay.
Get that big okay at Beneficial. Get that big okay for cash you get. Just pick up your phone and make a call for cash.
The beneficial way in the right way. The right way too. When you want cash, here's the thing to do. Get that big okay at Beneficial.
You pick the terms, you pick the payment.
Get that big okay.
Beneficial Finance Company.
There are 8 beneficial offices within the sound of my voice. One is located at 970 Broadway in Buffalo. Also in Hamburg and Williamsville. Loans by mail, too. See the white pages. Yes, the white pages of your phone book. Under Beneficial. 20 inches of snow in western New York, and the highway is in very, very slippery condition. The temperature is 29 degrees, still snowing in many places, and everybody's out there busy cleaning up the highways, but still there's a lot of fun going on in western New York.